we'll go through a little bit more of some of the Kinyan, and let's get a little about certain things which come up in Shtaris issues when you sign contracts, things, various things always come up. So, you know, Karakas is kind of Keshtar Chazaka, and Metaltlin, the rice of Kesas Kaina, the one came along and said that Kesas is not going to be Kaina, and they were Iker Kinyan Kesef. So in the Messias is the way things are done nowadays, the world's changing very, very fast, you know, the internet age and everything, the way deals and every way things are working, like, so a lot of things now are done over computer, contracts, like a WhatsApp agreement, like what's that, or, you know, WhatsApp is, even nowadays, like transferring money, so what I... Let's see, transfer money. So you wire money, buy something, wire $1,000 to somebody. So what really happened? You mean like give money? It's just like, it took you had $5,000, and they were, you had $4,000 in your account, and you had $3,000, $4,000. No, you didn't really give anything over. So everything just computerized, nothing's really happening. And technically, where's the kidney? What is it? Where's the kidney Kesef? Again, I got Kesef, and we gave it to him, and just, now the computer says he has more money. And nothing's really happening. So the shayla is, you know, how will these things work? Do they have a tikkun? They don't have a tikkun, or not? So there's something called, basically, more mitzvah daf ayin dalet, something called kinyan sentuta. Sentuta is something which is basically minhag ha'seichim, something which everyone looks at as a kinyan. So even though that also is going to be a kinyan, and ruchanus nusik is that the whole lamdus a kinyan is in order to make a gemira stas. And so when you have a oifen which everyone agrees, and this is the minhag ha'seichim, is that everyone does kinyanim, so for that basically gives us that, and therefore that's going to make a kinyan. It's put down Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Aleph, thing called Dovish Nogah, talking like looking by, you know, old classical one was like a handshake. Like if a handshake, people look at a handshake as considered a ma'aseh kinyan, so therefore that's gonna be considered a kinyan, even though what kinyan is that? You know, in our kinyan, there's no such concept of not just concept of handshake doing anything, but if that's the minhag ha'seichim, so for that's going to work, and that gets a tikkun of a kinyan. The question is, how much of a tikkun does it get? Like, what is that? So the Nesiva says, you know, it's like a, just like it's a kinyan darbanim, just like the hefker has a hefker when it makes certain kinyanim, so which is a minhag also. Minhag is like a kinyan darbanim. It's not going to work on dressing like a level, for example, if you want to. And there's a whole show of kinyan that works with your Isa. Does it work with Pash Lehisha? Does it work with Mahir Skamas? Does it work for all the times? And you can see the souls that's going to be considered that kinyan there upon him. Because Seif and Chuva, other than Kishma Shi and Beis, it says, Kabbat Chuva is in your day. He knows that, no, that it's Mamma, it's a kinyan there Isa. It's like a tonight, just like a. And he mentions the Minna, he knows that Mamma's going to work on a derisive level, and therefore it's going to work. So therefore, back to what we asked before, you know, you do a wire transfer, why is it going to work? There's no cash up, there's no anything. It's new kinyan, sentuta. Therefore, that's the reason why it's going to work. Whether it's done on the race, there's no flakes between the Sivas and the Chesam Sefer. So Shaila is that, let's say it's a Loba Laila. So normally Loba Laila is one of my son, which is Loba Laila, it's a Lacha. Kinyan which is a davar leilam. The Gemara says, like almost every single sechta, right? It doesn't work. And you can't make a kinyan which doesn't exist over here. So the Mordechai in Shabbos, Tufay in Gimel, has a child like this, that somebody just like did a handshake, that when his baby's born, he's going to hire him as a mile. So the shaila was, is that going to work or not? So and Mordechai brings down from Ben Yechiel, the Ksais brings down also, that which Minhag works, that only works on something maybe which a Kenyan would work on, so then the Minhag HaSeichim turns something into a Kenyan. Mashenken, but something which a Kenyan doesn't work on, then he says, then it's not going to work. If he says, the guy who made the Kenyan that when his son's born, he's going to hire him as a mile, he said that that's not going to work because it can't work more than a regular Kenyan. And therefore, he says that's not going to work.
Does a bad kinyan end up with mishapara if they thought it was going to work?
Not mishapara.
Just machas ta'amona.
I'll get that. I'll get that terminology in a minute.
At what point is the kinyan problem with these things? So the computer. When you give your, when you send your credit card, or when you officially send it to you?
So it's totally in the Minag segment, like how it works. Okay, maybe we should backtrack a little. Let's backtrack a little. Seder Dvarim, like when things go from different Shlavim. I guess there's a little more. Go from a couple of terminologies, and we're going to negate. In some of these Shlavim come like every 5 minutes. People like, they, you know, they decide they're renting a Tzimmer or a hotel, and they change their mind, renting a car, not taking it, making a doctor's appointment. So one of the things, Chal, and one of our. So there's something called Achas Amana. Then there's Mishapar, and then there's Kenyan. Three different Shlavim. There's really a fourth Shlavim. Maybe we'll see this. But what?
What's about the Shlavim?
No, there's really something called I just decided I want to buy something. The Meister of Rav Safra, I think where Makisel Chavdala, who's Rav Safra, was once like a Krishna, and someone went to buy something from him, and he like ignored him. So he said, he said, I'll give you $4. He ignored him. So I'll give you $6. He said, I'll give you $8. Then afterwards, when he finished, now, how would you take $8 or say $4? Really, you decided to give him $4. But that's, so the Gemara brings down, be this chassidus of Rav Safra to do something which you decided to do, to reckon with that, that's a tremendous mis chassidus. Fine, that's a mis chassidus from the side. Then it's called chassama. Chassama means something with a lack of faith. If we make something up, who spoke about chassama recently? Chassama, I mean, no. Okay, well, chassama is like this. You make up, you're renting a hotel. Then you decide, I don't want to go. So what happened? You didn't make a kidding. Or I make up, I'll take over your apartment. And then I'm renting an apartment for you. And then they say, no, I don't want to rent it from you. So, no kidding happened. You know, are there any sugar in right now? So the more of them sit them down, it's called Mechusar Amana. Mechusar Amana means lack of faith. Dishonesty. If you make up with somebody something, and it's finalized, the going and back out is a Yisidarba. You're not going to go and back out. It applies to everything. It applies to you make up with Chavrusa. And you want to back out. So when it's a word is that you make something up, you're bound to keep your words. It's a darbanan to go ahead and back out. This is not something which you can enforce in Bezdin. It's something which is a chush mishpat, you could back out. It's not a Kenyan, but it's a darbanan. It's like giving, you know, it's like giving a lot. It's a darbanan. The guy's not allowed to do it, but if he does, there's nothing you could go ahead and do. Now, mechusar amana does have certain limitations to it. For example, Mechusar Amana is basic because we gave a word. If something changed, so in that situation, never gave a word. For example, happens all the time. Guy is trying to move back to America, he says, okay, you can take over my apartment. And then his sister in law becomes a cow. He wants to give him money, he wants to give his apartment to his sister in law. So over there, they're trying to discuss if something changed, it's called Tritari, the price changed, or something significantly changed, you have a very good reason why you'd like to change it. So that's Machlekes Rishayna, Machlekes Rama and Shach, and the Pesach Halacha Maaseh says that if something significantly changed, a very good reason why you want to back out, then Mikra didn't allow to back out. Every time you want to back out, there's somewhat of a reason why you want to back out. It has to be a significant, like, you know, it's just the one who says, oh, I have a question of why I want to do it. Or you tell somebody to take over your apartment, then you change your mind, and you can take over your apartment next month, and you decide to stay, right? You made up. What do you mean? It's not fair. That's just something significantly changes. Then you have a right to go ahead and back out. So you make up to take a hotel room, and then something happens. Oh, somebody gets sick. So there would not be a problem because something drastically changed, and therefore there would not be a problem to back out. Now, certain industries, the problem with someone is that when we have an agreement and it's a translation is agreement with expected to keep it. Certain agreements which don't really till they're like there's a kid in your tail, it's fine, I don't really feel so much sure. For example, when you call up to rent a car, so it's very normal they just like book twice the amount of, right? You got there, they don't have any cars, like what happened? They book twice the amount, and it's both ways, right? People book around rent cars and they don't show up. So over there, I think when you rent a car, I don't think there's a major expecting you to, and you call up and cancel, like, they don't like fetch, like, whatever, they just like, you know, they overbook. The set of is if you're expected to keep it, then to back out, the big simcha. Someone, if something drastically changes, then, let's say you tried to rent that apartment, this is happening now. Somebody got a couple of chats like this. Decided, somebody asked them for an apartment a couple months ago, turned out so for Yom Kippur Sukkos, $7,000. And now he's finding out the rent is like $18,000 he could get. the market totally shot up. So over there, the halacha is that straight tire is something totally crazy changed. Something totally crazy changed. You were right.
That's always been. Things market's always changing. You decide to go.
But over. Now it's skyrocketing like anything. It's like from 7 to 17. It's like, it's not like if it goes up 7,000 to 7,300, then Avada you can't do it. It's a significant change. So then the word was said in, before there was a kinyan, the word was said in a regular scenario, not in a situation where it's such a drastic change, you never really meant it, and then they said, then you'd be able to be crazy. Now, Ashad, I did get, what was today? Wednesday night? Monday night. Somebody called me up, right, when the Rebbe said that he made up to rent out his apartment being designed for $500,000. They were trying to rent out for a while, and yeah, somebody bought that, he said, okay, he's taking half hour later, somebody called him up for $7,000. Is that a back out or not? So this is a little bit different than the case I mentioned before. Because over here, I said, did you know this possibility you get $7,000? He goes, yeah, I didn't know, always a possibility. But he's getting close, you know, rolling already. And it's all thought to him in his mind. He's getting a little bit nervous. Maybe not gonna find anybody. He figured I'd rather take somebody, one in the bag is better than, you know, suffering a little more. So he started to take $5,500. Over there already, he would not be able to back out. Because over there, it's only if something changed, unforeseeable. If you knew precise mice, then maybe I could get it. But I decided it's not worth the risk. So the fact that somebody came along your way a couple of days later, that's not going to be enough of a reason.
Just to say you over the phone, that's already.
That's Machos Arman. You made an agreement, yeah. Like, it's agreement with expecting to keep. And therefore, now it's Machos Arman. Mishal Parah is an extra Shlav. You give money. Everyone mixes this up. Everyone says, Mishal Parah is only if you give money. In the rice, we say that's like by Metaltalin, Kazos, whatever, because it's kind of, the one says it's not going to be kind of, even though it's. It's not going to be coming now, but the Rabbanan said that it's an Isser. Once you give money, there's a Misha Parah, they give you a curse. A big curse to go in and back out. And if you back out after you get money, there's a Misha Parah. Misha Parah is right by Chomer. Misha Parah, you cannot back out. Even things change. The only time you back out Misha Parah, basically everything gets ruined. They give money to buy something, and then things get ruined. You give money to buy an Ostender, and then there's a fire gets burned. It doesn't exist anymore, and you have to back out. Otherwise, once you get money, then it's going to be very, very chumer to go ahead and back out. So those are the shlavim. And then the final shlav is the actual kinyan. When he wants to make a kinyan, you crane it, and you're able to crane it, and then you can't back out. See the shlavim? You have it clear? What's Machos Arman?
You made agreement.
Agreement which expects you to keep it. Mishpar is what?
You give the money over,
right? Before you want any. Both of those are Yisurim. We can't enforce it. There's no kinyan. The final shlav is kinyan. When it comes to kinyan, there's, I would make a sugya about contracts.
Can you meet you after the fire?
If I make kinyan, it's mine, yeah.
I mean, the shtender, whatever you mean, the shtender.
You made a kinyan, you understand, you picked up, it's yours, the fire happened, we're good. It's a bad shot, you want it, you know. Now, a very important thing when they get, just a couple things when they get contracts, like 5 or 6 issues when a person signs a contract, things come up, some of them are. So one issue when they get contracts is, when you buy, let's say, a dira, so when you, what it says in the contract is, it says that we make up, that I will sell you the dira. That's the lashon. At the closing, it doesn't. You didn't make actual kinyan. You own the dira. You guys didn't give the money. You didn't do anything. It's you're signing that I will sell you a dira. So the Gemara Bavasta coming down that somebody is going to do something. That's not going to be chal. Kinyan has to be chal like a transfer of rishus. Something happens. If I make a kinyan that I'm planning on doing something or I will do something. Then that's not a type of kinyan which is going to be chal. Let's give you a couple of examples of which comes up. You have in a building, everyone decides that they want to add on to the building. So they make a shtar, we're all making up, we're going to add on to the building. All the neighbors make up, we're going to add on to the building. No one decided that first. They don't want to do it. Nothing's not included to do it because nothing really happened. We meet up, we're going to add on to the building. But what is that? There's no chal, no transfer by us, no anything. And that's not going to work.
There's no point in having a star in the words.
Maybe it'd be Machos Arman. It's not going to be. It's not going to be Machos Arman. Yes, the reason why he doesn't want to back out. Another case was about a Kablan was building diras. Somebody bought a dira for him. He told him, "I'll give him a choice. You can buy which dira he wants to take." Then if they build a dira, it comes. I'm not giving you a choice. Because when you sign, but I could pick a choice. There also, there's nothing really chal there. Like, I'm signing that you will have a choice. No transfer of bios, nothing happened. You know, that's not going to be chal.
They can do a siddur for that?
No, because nothing chal. There's no chal. It's a kenyan that I will do something. I tell you, whenever I leave, I'll give you my apartment. And let's make a kenyan on that. Whenever I leave, I'll give you my apartment. But there's nothing happening. I will give you. There's no. It's a kenyan to do something. I will give you. That's not going to be chal. Kenyan to be something has to be chal right now. Something has to change. Just saying, I will do it. It's not going to be chal. Therefore, the average shtar, which they make up when they are selling a dira, is really just a kenyan. I will do something. And it's not really have so much of a technique to it. My brother told me, like in Lakewood, he said like about 15 years ago, they made up a whole nusach. He said now most of the families in Lakewood use their own nusach, how to do it, to make it that b'shas, when you make up an agreement to buy it, that's going to work. The regular nusach, the standard nusach, the ma'ase say is not going to work, and you have to, you know, there's a special ifin how they do it to go ahead and make it work. Another issue that comes in contracts, in a lot of contracts, is I go for a second for Chesh Mish, but ribbis. Almost all business in Eretz Yisrael has tons of ribbis inside of it. Almost every contract you sign, everything's according to Madad. Madad is inflation, right? Inflation now is like the key word, right? Everything's flying up. So most contracts in Eretz Yisrael works with inflation. Right? If you make a certain amount of money, but this amount of money goes up, so you have to pay more amount of money. So, because a lot of contracts have ribbis in Eretz Yisrael, if you're late, knosses. Therefore, if you're ever buying a dira and you're having a co-signer, let's say you and your shver, your parents are signing on the dira, so you always need a hetereska. Because there's always ribbis between either you and the bank, you and the co-signer. And because you basically most times you need a hetereska when you're signing a contract, because most contracts have issues of ribbis. There's another very big issue of asmachta. The concept of asmachta is that if you do something and you mechayv yourself something extreme, or something which Gemara says a cold e is asmachta. Anyone knows what asmachta is? I'm with a lot of terminologies, I'm just assuming. Yeah, asmachta is like this. Asmachta is something which is on a suffix, which the person doesn't think it's going to happen. So therefore, that's not going to be chal, because God doesn't have a gemara sass. Classic is gambling, right? So gambling is a little smachter, right? If the Yankees win, I get $100. If the Mets win, you get $100. So there's no, it's something which is based on something else, and therefore the person doesn't really mean it.
Isn't every risk?
What?
Isn't every risk?
What do you mean every risk?
Every stock.
Stack is on, it goes up, it goes down. Something which is in the future based on something which might be, might not be, is a smacht. Therefore, a lot of also contracts have things smachtas. They have like, if I don't go to the dira, I'm gonna give you a knas. If you're late to give me with the dira, you have to pay, say, $100,000. So that's something which is based on something later on, which I don't think is gonna happen. You don't really plan on happening. Therefore, that's going to be a smachta, and it's not going to be koina. But this, the Mordechai Willick from Riverdale, so this whole, he made the issue of the Gunas, right? So they try to make a prenuptial. You know what a prenuptial is? Basically, they make it before you get married, so there should be a guna. So they thought of a plan that what they do is that if they separate, so the husband has to pay mezainis $1,000 then. That's the other one shtar like. Like this, if they're not living in the same house, the husband and the wife, so the husband's being mezainis to pay paying $1,000 a day, and you get paid $1,000 a day each day that they're separate. So the shtar is that was even how to get around, it wouldn't be a get musa, because he can stay married, just pay $1,000 a day. So that's a v'yashav held that that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem with v'yashmachta, because it doesn't really mean it that such a thing can happen. Everything's going to get married happily ever after. Marriage is going to be adam chaver, okay, samech, whatever, but you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And therefore, but it's considered v'yashmachta, because anything which you're doing something based on something which everything will happen is considered v'yashmachta. There are a lot of stories that have v'yashmachtas in them, that have these knosses which person everything's going to happen. And therefore, there'd be issues of asmachta. So there is a nusach how to get around asmachta. If you write the kanimine bebez nachash, the late asmachta kanimine bebez nachash, you know, there's a nusach how to get around that that there won't be a smachna. Another very important thing is every time you shine a star, you should have within the star what happens if things don't go right. Which bezdin you're going to go to. Because if you end up in the entire thing, there's a fight. I want to go here, you want to go there. And it gets very complicated. It's very important to make up that. It's very important to make up which bezdin and which bezdin you're going to go to. Because, you know, that definitely saves a lot of issues. Now, sometimes when you're doing business with a friar or a guy, they want to go to Arkaz. They want to go to New Jersey court. Now, Arkaz is a very Yisrachamar to go to court. I think it's an issue that people are not so familiar with. But, you know, it's a tremendous Chil Hashem, a tremendous Isser. And the Arkaz always have to go to Bezni. Now, like,
what do you do in the case?
Arkaz. Now, there is something called Heter Arkaz that. Let's say you want to go to court against somebody and he's not going to Bezin, he's not coming. So Bezin will give you a heter to go to Geisha court because.
The guy?
The juror? Either one. They'll give you
a. So first to go to regular Bezin and once
they're. Oh, the guy, you don't have to go to regular Bezin because whatever, he's not going to come to Bezin, whatever. But you're better off in Bezin if he'll come. Sometimes they want to go to the Arab cover, they're better off in Bezin than in court. Because if you go to the. If you go to court, you can sue the brains out of them, and also they get killed in court. They kill them. And the bezin do much better. So a lot of times they'll be very happy to go to bezin too.
You have to go to bezin first.
You have to go first. Yeah. Bezin, now they do have something against them. But the name, the halacha is dealing with a goy, so the halacha is a goy gets the worst of both worlds. He gets whatever the Jewish law is, and the goyish law whatever is worse. That's what there's also the bedinayim. So, you know, on one hand, you have to now. If the guy only wants to sign to go to Geisha court, are you allowed to sign in or not? So it's a whole shy. Which when they get all the bills in this country, you sign a star with Chabbi Hashmal. It says that, it says the Moan, it says they can go to Ribbis, and it says if not, you're bound by the, you know, Arkais of Israeli law. The question in terms of signing that. So there's that heard from. Different place cases of my name. You know, they want to say that Pshat is that Batsam, let's say you sign a shtar, you're going to New Jersey law. Batsam, if I go to Bezdin, what would Bezdin say? That's the wrong town. Who's going to go to Bezdin? You can't do that. Let's say I sign up with you. Okay? Make a business deal, and then we're going to New Jersey law. Then you say I want to go to Bezdin. So Bezdin say, Chris, we go to Bezdin. Like you sign a contract, you're going to Arkais. Because of the bar. Oh, yeah, let's go to Bezdin. And if you want to go to Bezdin, Bezdin's sending out the money. You have to go to Bezdin. So the fact that you're signing it, Bezdin has no. Doesn't change the fact that you still have to go to Bezdin. Elamai what? Elamai, you're saying, so therefore that's why Bezdin technically wouldn't be such a problem. It is better, because in the same environment as you sign in, you go to Bezdin is the best. If you're doing Friday, you're not going to mask him. Arbitration is second best. Arbitration is not, that doesn't end in our case. The mamash for actioning in Friday about you, and the only person I'm asking to go is to go to our case. So go to Imala Sol. You know, then you could sign it. Rather, you have an issue with going to our case. You can't take them to Arkais, you first have to go to Bezdin. If they're being to Veyu, then they'll take it to Arkais.
If they're being to Veyu, do you also have to get a thing from Bezdin?
No, because you have no choice. What do you mean? You have no choice, I'm saying. They're going to whatever. Now, happens to be, if you take somebody to court and you get money and you're not entitled to it, Bezdin's a Canadian, they get the money back. And you get a lot of shares, it's complicated. Now, another thing which I'm going to get when you sign a star is that technically, a lot of times people just sign like the last paper. Technically, if you don't sign every single paper about that, that's how.
Everything?
So in terms of reading everything, whatever you sign, technically you're a mechayiv. And unless it's fine, and you know, there's fine print, you signed it, it's very hard to get every star. Which, a lot of the like that. Unless the guy by Rama put something in, and whatever, but you know, the fine print in star, that's enough to sign. Now, technically, we don't find anywhere in Chazal, it's something called Kinishtar, sign a star, you go over. It's on the last page 18. Of Africa, there's anything to pay 76 before the 1099 is everything about it. And technically, when you sign a shtar, you have to sign every single shtar, every single paper.
Each paper got to be the signature.
Yeah, like make a taste. I signed on page 19. Sif 1921 was
well. Is it all above? If it says I'm signing all
so
above.
So then, it was all above me. Above where? That way, so it was all above me. I read they once had an entire that a guy came to his house like every kipper at 3 o'clock afternoon, like, oh, we have to start right now, like on his porch, just like quickly sign. And then end up whatever it was a scam, whatever, then the entire the guy said like whatever, who said I signed these papers? I don't know what he did. I'm saying I signed page 19, I mean that, and everyone didn't know it, and Technically, you have to sign every single paper. I guess we're out of time.